Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is the Confederate Liberator, Charles Goodson, the commanding general of the real new Confederate Army. How in the world are you? Well, today I'm sitting here in Tridelphia, West Virginia, just on the outskirts, of course, of Wheeling, West Virginia, waiting for my truck to be fixed. Now, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, I have gone back out on the road. Now, why have I done this? Well, number one, thanks to all of the lies that has been spread about me, and yes, they are nothing more than bald-faced, cowardly lies. The ones that have spread these lies are nothing but cowards. All right. Now, if you want to call in for the next 30 minutes, you may do so at 646-787-1827. That number again is 646-787-1827. Now, people, I want to let you guys know something to begin with. I am going throughout all of the South. And the same thing is going on, okay? The whole slew of things. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of the South are hungry for liberation, not secession. Well, they want to get out. They want to get out from under the thumb of the empire. But folks, the cause of liberation is taking hold. Do you know? I have been, except for the states of South Carolina and North Carolina, been throughout the South. And when they recognize me for those that do pay attention to the cause, when they see me, they realize what has happened and what Joshua Gilmer has done. And they don't want to have any part of what he did. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been very, very humbling and also very telling. You know, Joshua Gilmer and his ilk, or as I like to put it, his Yankee-fied brand of whoredom, they want to make you believe that the people of the South like him and like what his kind have done. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the case. Everybody that I have talked to, when they have told me things, they said they hated what Joshua Gilmer did. And one guy, I was in Dalton, Georgia, right there on the in northern Georgia. And he said, you know, when you called Joshua Gilmer a whore, you were right. No real Southerner would do anything like that. In fact, he said, this is exactly his words. A real Southerner would rather die 1,000 deaths than to do what Joshua Gilmer did. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that's rather telling. This man has said that a true Southerner would rather die 1,000 deaths than to do what Joshua Gilmer did. Ladies and gentlemen, that is killing. Why, Joshua? Now here's the thing, and his fellow whore, Richard Horn, or I should say his following whore, Richard Horn, has challenged me. Well, number one, I don't accept challenges from Yankee whores, number one, Richard. And number two, when I have been burnt so many times by your brand of Yankees, or maybe I should say your brand of Southerners, it's going to be a thing of once bitten, twice shy. I don't trust you, Richard. You, Richard, pretended to be my friend and the friend to my new Confederate Army. And then you turn around and you go with Joshua. Now, folks, we are liberating the Confederate States of America. They are not. They are trying to defend the Southern heritage, which is good. It's all well and good to defend your heritage. I have no problems with that, ladies and gentlemen. Here is where I have a problem. I'm not going to just defend. I, ladies and gentlemen, am going to attack. And that means we are going to attack the enemies of the South, the enemies of the Confederate States of America. That's right. We're not going to defend. You see, to me, anyone that actually defends, and again, I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm not saying that that is particularly wrong to defend. But I don't defend. I attack. You know, when we were in high school, what was that saying that our coaches always said? The best defense is a good offense. Folks, we're not going to we're not going to just be on the defense. We're going to be on the offense. We're going to attack the enemies of the South. We're going to attack the NAACP. We're going to attack the ACLU. We're going to attack all these Yankee liberal organizations. We're going to attack them. We are going to attack them, and we're going to make them defend their way of life. We're going to make them defend their actions. How are we going to do it? Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, we're not going to do it by demonstrating. Now, that's fine. That's good. That's all well and good. But we're not going to demonstrate. No, 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 no. We're going to attack them in the media. We're going to attack them in court. We're going to make them defend themselves. Folks, if you want to make a, if you want to call in and give your 2 cents worth, the number is 646-787-1827. Again, that number is 646-787-1827. That number again is 646-787-1827. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be doing this. Now, I have placed on there that we have several of the southern states that have granted approval to the real new Confederate Army to set up command centers in the different states. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very true. We have the states of North Carolina, South Carolina. We have Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, and Florida now, that has consented to us opening up command centers. Now, where is this going to be different than what Joshua Gilmer? In fact, I even got a message the other day. How is it going to be different from what Joshua Gilmer is doing? All right, here's how it's going to be different. Number one, we're not Joshua Gilmer. We don't elect executive directors. Our leadership holds no rank like that. We have no civilian leadership. All of our leadership holds rank in the new Confederate Army. And by rank, I mean they're going to hold rank as in colonel, generals. They do not hold civilian rank. We are not a civilian organization. Nor will we ever be. We're not going to have... The only civilian position that I have right now is with the Mr. Joe Eastman. That's right. Beyond that, everybody else has military-styled rank. So we're not going to be like Joshua Gilmer's. We're also not going to register in the Yankee state of Delaware. And I don't care what you want to say about Delaware. It is a Yankee state. It never once attempted to secede. You see, I can give Maryland the benefit of the doubt because they did try to secede. Delaware never did. So Delaware is a Yankee state. That is why I give Delaware the benefit of the doubt. I mean Maryland. I give Maryland the benefit of the doubt because Maryland did at least try to secede, but was prevented from doing that by Lincoln. So therefore, Maryland is a southern state. But Delaware, my friends, never were. And that is why I will never, ever, beyond anything, register my organization with a Yankee state. We're trying to get out of the Yankee Empire. I'm not going to register my organization with them. And anyone who does that, in my opinion, is a whore. You don't like what I say? Fine, stop being a whore and I'll stop calling you one. But folks, that is exactly the way it is. We're not going to register in any states other than the southern states, which is what I've done. I have registered in, well, I have applied for registration in Virginia, both of the Carolinas, in Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas. I have registered in every southern state and territory. Oklahoma, and I still got to hear from them. I have to register with Arizona and New Mexico. I have to hear from them. But see, the point I'm making here, folks, is we're going to liberate, and we're only going to liberate the Confederate States of America and its territories. And so, therefore, we are not going to go. Unlike, and I know I mention a lot about Joshua Gilmer, but I compare to him so that you'll understand exactly the difference between me and him. My organization and the horror of an organization that he did when he stole the new Confederate Army from me. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he stole it. Okay? He took what was not his and he stole it. Like I said in my videos, it doesn't matter how you want to dress it up. You can call it anything you want. Stealing is still stealing. Legalized theft is still stealing. It doesn't matter. He stole what was not his. He's no better than the empire. That's why I call him a whore. But, you know, and everyone says, well, you know, you really don't want, you know, leave him alone. Okay, I will. However, when I need to make a comparison, I'll do so. He is a Yankee whore. And anyone who follows him, that means you, Richard, you, Bethany, you have become whores as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, folks. I am not going to sugarcoat it for anyone. If you follow Joshua Gilmer, you have turned yourself into a whore. And I will not associate myself with you, nor my organization. I'm sorry, folks, but that's exactly the way it goes. You don't like it? Well, stop following him. But until you do, you are whores. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to call it something it isn't. And, folks, that is something you can rely on with me. I don't call it anything than what it is. You will always get it straight from me. I'm not a diplomat, okay? I'm not a diplomat. I don't have the ability to tell you to go to hell and make you look forward to the trip. I don't have the ability to say, gee, it smells like shit, calling shit anything other than what it is. If it smells like it, then that's exactly what I call it. If it looks like it, then that is exactly the way I call it. If you are a whore, I'm going to call you a whore, whether you like it or not. And Richard and Bethany and all of you other people who decided you're going to follow Joshua Gilmer because Joshua Gilmer has shown himself to be a dishonorable Yankee whore, because you are now in his groups, you have made yourself into Yankee whores. And I am not going to call you anything other than that, because that is exactly what you are. I would rather tell you the truth than to make you... It's just this way, folks. If you're going to hell, if a preacher tells you you're going to hell because you are sinning, and they give you the hard, cold facts in order to have you turn around, they have done you a service. I have no patience for people who do not do that. That's why I have always told you, I will deal straight with you. I am the only one that will. And Rich and everybody over there in that in the other camp, tell you something. I will tell you exactly the way it is. You will never have to wonder where you stand with me. You will not have to wonder. Now, folks, this is another thing that is different, is the difference between me and Joshua. I'm not going to register with the federal government, with the empire. Why? Because I'm trying to get out of it. I'm not trying to stay in it. Okay? I'm not trying to stay in the empire. I'm trying to get out. So why? It's like, people, this is the stupidity of it, okay? It is, you know, I don't know if you recall when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, okay? You had states that wanted to secede, and they had it on this White House. You're asking the federal government, folks, like that. I didn't sign these petitions because I understood what they were. I'm like, you're going to secede. You want to secede, and you're going to ask the White House to allow us to? What do you think they're going to say? Well, that's the same thing here. I'm not going to ask the federal government to liberate my country. I'm going to do it. Federal government doesn't like it. Well, I can understand that. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm still going to do it. They can say, well, we don't like it all they want. Doesn't make for a hill of beans with me. I don't care. I'm going to liberate. And how are we going to do this? Well, number one, we're not going to register with an entity that we're trying to get away from. Okay. We're trying to get away from the federal government, so I'm not going to register with them. But I will register with the several states, with the southern states. And I have already done that. You see, I have shown myself to be more loyal to the South. Now, folks, if you want to liberate, you want to be free. Here's another thing in the 5 minutes that we've got left. I want to tell you guys something. We don't need to secede. We are already seceded. Okay? We are already seceded. The southern states never had their secession documents rescinded. So we don't need to re-secede. If we were to secede, it would be from the Confederate States of America. And we don't need to do that. What we need, folks, is to liberate. This is no different than what the French were trying to do during World War II. The French were conquered and subjugated by Germany. And you had the French Marquis, the French Resistance. And they were and their country was what? It was liberated. That's all that needs to be done here. We need to liberate the Confederate States of America. And that is what I am doing. Now, are we going to be, now, is this a martial army? No, it is not. Why? Well, number one, we would never be able to hold our own against the empire militarily through force of arms. We don't have the force of the weaponry in order to hold our own against them, folks. We don't. I mean, think about this. What can you bring to the table? A couple of AR-15s, a couple of AK-47s, so their civilian equivalent. What about bombs, missiles, armor, air support? Because, folks, I'm going to tell you something. The Empire can feel that plus more. They've got technology, folks. We don't. Now, maybe 150 years ago, even let's bring it back forward a little bit. Even up to 50 years ago, we might have been able to hold our own. But today, I'll guarantee you, folks, that if we went up against the Empire militarily through force of arms, I'll guarantee you they can run right over us without even breaking a sweat. It wouldn't even be a minor bump in the road. And the only thing that is left of us is a puddle of goo. No, people, the military version of this is not going to work. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm a coward. I'm not. If I've got to fight, if I'm forced to fight, I'll fight and I'll bring pain, death, and destruction upon my enemy. And I will bring pain, death, and destruction. I will visit them upon those who fought me, who forced me to fight. But folks, if we were to go up against the Empire right now, it would be suicide. If I've got to die, I want to know that I have at least given my enemy a bloody nose to remember me by. We wouldn't even be giving him a scratch right now. No, my friends, the best way to do it right now is through peace. You see, in a way of peace, there are many exits, many avenues that you can take. If one doesn't work, that's okay. You can back up and try another one. The way of war has only one route, one path, and only one of two outcomes. Either they will pass over your bodies, or you will pass over theirs. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I would rather try it peacefully first. And I know there's people say, well, it won't work. Well, how do you know? Have you tried it? Have you tried the way of peace first? No? Well, hey, here's a concept. Maybe, you know, if it hasn't been done, we'll be the first one to try. Let's try it. Huh? Let's try it through peace first. If anything, we can get the people on our side. And if they attack us, then we will be seen as the defenders and not the aggressors. Folks, let's try it peacefully. All right? Now, folks, we're going to have to go here. I'm going to try to be back on tomorrow. However, because the nature of my job, I may not be able to. Well, folks, this is Charlie Goodson, the Confederate Liberator, saying goodbye. And remember, liberation is the key.